you, I'm 14.
No.
Hi, Martine. Matt. And I don't know, I'm sorry.
Brett. And Terry.
Terry, okay. Now we know each other. Here we go. Hey.
What are you just seeing from the offense right now? There have been a few games in the last maybe couple of weeks where they broke down a little bit. What are you just kind of seeing from the offense?
Yeah, I think that they're turning in the right direction. We talked about that, maybe 10 days ago, that the hitters had shown more of an approach to stick with a game plan and a mentality to get the next guy up. And I think we've seen that since we talked about it as a group, and they're doing a great job right now offensively of taking what pitchers in the defense are giving them and just taking good at-bats together.
Austin, you mentioned doing well with the game plan, but obviously Kirby, a lot different matchup than Gonzalez. What were you guys trying to accomplish, and what did you see?
Yeah, well, that kid's got some good stuff. Explosive fastball, good changeup, breaking ball to go with it. The numbers kind of speak for themselves. He pitched against Tampa. He's pitched against Boston and Chicago. We got on him early. The Pinder double was a great at bat. We got his pitch count up and got him out of the game, got into their bullpen. But that was just a great job of our hitters. And we struck out. The guy's got strikeout stuff, but say hello for me. Overall, I thought our lineup did a great job.
How valuable is it when Tony is doing that out of the leadoff spot, which is something that feels like you sort of did regularly or more regularly last season, and maybe not as much in the first month and a half or so?
Yeah, well, we spoke about Tony as an everyday guy. This is his first year of really being that everyday guy in the lineup. And, the ups and downs of a full season when you're in there every day are grinding. They're grinding on you mentally. And I think he's done a good job of handling that role. You're going to go through periods at this level that you don't get on base, you don't get hits. And for Tony to keep his confidence tonight, to come out and start the offense and continually just keep taking good at-bats all night, get on base, and score, it's a big bonus for the offense when the top of the order is doing that.
Big night for Jed too. Just what does he kind of meant just for this offense and the club? Just obviously being a veteran guy and kind of in that lineup.
No, Jed's doing great. He obviously is a big part of this lineup. He's a big part of the culture. He's a big part of the hitting. With his experience, and it was just good to see him have a good night. It seemed smiling in the dugout, and at the end of the day. It's good to have his presence in the lineup every day.
How was he evaluating Caprillion?
I thought Cap, he made some mistakes. Walked a couple guys that ended up hurting him. I think he's still five starts in and getting his feet on the ground and trying to, limit those innings that get away from them.
Did you guys get results back on Ramon?
We did. They're negative. He actually did go in and swing in the cage. He said he felt a bigger improvement today in swinging in the cage, so we're optimistic about tomorrow.
Are you a fan of the Nene dance?
I'm not sure what that is, but I'm a fan of any dance. I'm a fan of any type of celebration. We talked about this. It's good to see the guys having fun, for sure. So, yeah.
A fan of doubles.
Big fan of doubles. I like doubles. All right. Thanks.